This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This might well be called the business news cycle where things unhappened. Late yesterday, it was Rupert Murdoch giving up on Time Warner, as we told you. Today, it's Sprint giving up on T-Mobile and Walgreens, the drugstore chain, deciding not to move overseas. Corporate inversion is the term of art you've been hearing for when an American company merges with or outright buys a company abroad, preferably in places where taxes are lower than they are here, and then moves. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going.
When Walgreens started to buy out a British firm 2 years ago, it wasn't planning on doing an inversion.
Our situation was very different from a lot of the other companies you've heard about.
Michael Polzin is a spokesman for Walgreens. Somewhere along the way, Walgreens thought maybe they could use this as a way to relocate, invert. But it turned out that legally, it was like hammering a square peg into a round hole.
We'd have to basically rip up that deal and come up with a new deal.
Walgreens is also different in another way. People have heard of it. Ross Muchen is a senior managing director at ISI Group.
If AbbVie or Covidien leave the United States, no one knows those brands as a consumer, but most people will know Walgreens.
Consumers could be turned off if the Walgreens they knew skipped town for tax reasons. So would this guy.
My attitude is I don't care if it's legal, it's wrong.
President Obama and legislators have taken aim at corporate inverters, and Walgreens gets between a quarter and a third of its business from the government through Medicare and Medicaid. Uncle Sam is a customer it would rather not antagonize. But most companies considering an inversion don't have these concerns. Most companies are not Walgreens.
We will see significant inversions over the next couple years.
Dick Harvey is a professor at the Villanova School of Law. While everyone waits for comprehensive tax reform, the Treasury announced it would try to close some inversion tax loopholes on its own, but
they clearly would not stop all inversions.
Harvey says the benefits of relocating outside the U.S., lower taxes, access to cash, freedom to move money, are, for now, still just too good. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.